It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 8:30, and our top story this half hour is breaking news on KSL. Just within the past few minutes, we received confirmation that a missing snowmobiler was found dead, caught up in an avalanche in Utah County. Joining us live from the scene, KSL News Radio's Adam Small. What can you tell us, Adam?
Yeah, Tim. So it was actually our colleague over at KSL-TV, Shelby Lofton, just got confirmation from Utah County Sergeant Spencer Cannon. They found this man who they believe is in his late 30s, found him late last night around 10:30, 11 o'clock. We still don't know his name, but we are expecting to learn more in the next hour or two. Cannon said that he was buried in more than 22 feet of snow after this avalanche went off in Pole Canyon, just near the Cedar Fort area here in this remote area of Utah County. Again, we're hoping to see more from a press release at about 9 o'clock, and then I'll be hoping to talk with Sergeant Cannon later this morning, which we'll be hearing more coverage on Utah's new news. So be sure to stay with us for the very latest. Reporting live from the scene in Cedar Fort, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Our top national story this hour from ABC News, federal investigators have now joined local police in the search for clues about the suspect and the motive in Monday's school shooting in Tennessee that left three children and three adults dead. ABC's Jim Ryan begins our team coverage.
Investigators believe that Audrey Hale once attended Covenant School where the armed attack was carried out, but in the writings left by the suspect.
There was another location that was mentioned.
Nashville Police Chief John Drake won't identify that other location, but says.
Because of a threat assessment by the suspect, too much security, they decided not to.
Instead, the private Christian school became the site of the nation's latest mass shooting. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Memphis.
Lawmakers are speaking out about the school shooting. Republican Congressman Mark Green is the chairman of the Homeland Security Committee. Here's his response when asked about gun safety bills.
Let's take care of these families, and then we'll talk about it.
Connecticut Democratic Congresswoman Johanna Hayes talked about being afraid of school shootings in her classroom before she was elected to Capitol Hill.
Every teacher waits with bated breath because even if it's not your school, you know that it's only a matter of time before it can happen in your school, and you feel completely helpless because there's absolutely nothing you can do about it.
School safety once again in the spotlight following that school shooting.
A lot of public schools work closely with city police departments, particularly in big cities, to have what they call resource officers posted at that school. That's a police officer who develops a relationship with the students at that school, someone that they see all the time, but that's something that usually happens at public schools. This is a school of about 200 kids, about 40 staff members. They do not have a school resource officer at the property because it's a private school. But really, it remains unclear, though, even if there had been a resource officer, we don't know what the outcome would have been.
ABC's Alex Perez reporting there from Nashville. Here in Utah, meantime, school leaders are reflecting on what they're doing to make sure they keep kids and staff safe. KSL-TV's Ashley Moser continues our team coverage.
Jeff Haney with the Canyon School District.
It makes us look at our safety protocols to make sure our schools are as safe as they can be.
He says after the tragedy in Uvalde, Texas last spring, the district spent 3 months reevaluating and improving safety protocols. First up, exterior doors.
Once you get inside one set of doors, there's also another door you would have to get through.
At each campus, visitors must sign in the locked front office.
Haney went on to say once visitors do sign in, people are given an ID badge that gets them through the only doors to areas where they're authorized to be. Utah Governor Spencer Cox is ordering flags to be flown at half staff in honor of the six Nashville school shooting victims. The order only applies to state buildings, but the governor also is encouraging individuals and private companies to follow suit. Flags are to be lowered immediately and stay lowered until sunset on Friday. Tom, again, for First Look Traffic, hopefully some improvements out there, Andy.
Well, there's some improvements on parts of the freeway in Davis County as you go south. Still have delays, though, much of the way from Layton all the way down to Centerville. It's getting worse in North Salt Lake. But the big problem now, the newest one, is eastbound 80. A vehicle has rolled and a couple of others have crashed. Just before you get to the East Canyon Mountaindale exit, at the moment, no traffic is getting by. Some emergency vehicles just pulled up on the scene. They were letting it by on the far right shoulder, but at the moment, nobody. And it traffic's backed almost all the way down to the mouth of the canyon right now. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Local VA employees are protesting what they call understaffing and underfunding at the Salt Lake Hospital. Here's KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston.
Tim, the workers tell KSL.com everyone's doing double shifts at low pay. They say this comes from major staffing shortages, and a new report says that's true. Staffing shortages went up 22% since 2021. One union member says Salt Lake's VA Medical Center is around 50% staffed. If it dips anymore, the center could close. That would make Devers VA Hospital the closest option for Utah veterans. Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
Federal traffic safety officials and local leaders in Utah are talking about an increasing number of road deaths. KSL News Radio's Hugo Rickard-Bell has more.
Road deaths and serious injuries in Utah continue to increase. Last year, there were over 300, making it one of the deadliest years on record. Local leaders in Utah want to change that with an action plan that would look to decrease speed limits in the city, as well as adding more bike lanes.
Salt Lake County Mayor Jenny Wilson says the increase in car accidents involving pedestrians and bicycles is a wake-up call.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.